Once again, we want to introduce you to a man who has met the master. Today's guest is a young man who works with the Postal Service. He met with us out at the Gospel Chapel until a number of months ago. He and some other Christians felt led of the Lord to begin a testimony in the Donaldson area, the Christian Believers Fellowship. And it's our privilege today to have this young man, Buford Willis, tell you how he met the master. Brother Buford, it's good to have you.
Thank you. I met the master one hot August night, 1960, in a community church in Panorama City, California. It was there that the Holy Spirit convicted me and brought me to the realization that I was a sinner in need of God's forgiveness. I'd been a church member prior to that for about 15 years, a baptized church member, and always considered myself a good person. But that night, the Holy Spirit came to me and told me that I had never received by faith the Lord Jesus Christ. So there that night, upon my knees, I bowed in prayer and received the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. And I can truly say that I have never been the same person since then. Although I've not always been the Christian the Lord would have me to be, and even though I may have strayed away, like sometimes a sheep strays away from the fold, but the Lord, the Good Shepherd, like a good shepherd, came after me and got me back into the fold. And there's never been a time that I haven't been a Christian since then. There's never been a time when I wasn't born again. I could no more be unborn than a child could be unborn, a physical birth. And like the prodigal son, there was never a time when I wasn't the father's son. And the father had compassion on me and took me back. You might ask, well, how can I be so sure? How can I have such assurance? Well, I'm just as sure as the Word of God is sure.
Amen.
Because Jesus said in John 6:37, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. The Word of God also says in Romans 10:9-10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. John 5:24 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. And in 1 John 5:13, these things have I written to you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And in, this little poem expresses what I feel. 'Tis in the cross of Christ we see how God can save, yet righteous be. 'Tis in the cross of Christ we trace his righteousness and wondrous grace. The sinner who believes is free can say, the Savior died for me, can point to the atoning blood and say, that made my peace with God.
Thank you, Brother Willis. It's great to know that you have indeed met the Master. And when we meet him, what a joy it is to turn to his word and read that he or she who has the Son has eternal life. Isn't it great to know that?
Amen.
If you're listening today, friend, and we can be of help to you, if you'd really like to know the Lord Jesus, the Master, contact us. We'd love to introduce you to him. Amen.